Thank you, Angela. Welcome back to Waconia Lions Park, our Lions Field, as we bring you more state tournament baseball action this afternoon here on KESM. Coming up shortly, the Painesville Pirates taking on the Austin Greyhounds in the first round of the Class C tournament. Kirby Hemish joins me here in our pregame on KESM Radio. And Kirby, we've heard about a lot about Austin over the years, maybe more Class B baseball than Class C baseball. And they get the Pirates a first-time attendee.
It's kind of a nice yin and yang here. You get the guys who, you know, never been here or, you know, never been here since they've been this team against the team that's here an awful lot. You know, you get the new kid on the block against kind of the old guard to start things off. And it's a great matchup, and it's exciting for Painesville, the youth of Painesville against maybe some experience from Austin, Randy, where you get, you know, the contrasting of two worlds right there in what should be a fun ball game.
Well, exactly. And I mean, Painesville comes out of Region 4C, and Region 4C had some awesome teams in it. You look at the likes of Regal and New London Spicer and Starbuck down there.
Raymond. These are perennial teams that make it an awful lot.
Yeah. And so Painesville able to come through that region, getting the number 3 seed. And one of their teams lost last night. Bird Island lost 3-2 to Carver. So Painesville, they want to prove something here today.
It's not just, you know, making it's great, but that was last weekend's news. Now it's you're here. Let's make some noise while you're here. And that's what the Pirates have up their sleeve. The young Pirates, the young Bucks, if you will, as they got a nice young team assembled by Ron Fuchs and the gang. And our game brought to you by our sports boosters, Albany and Richmond A&W, IPM Wade Park, Rambo, B&S Excavating, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joseph, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Yarm and Ford, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill, Erkins Water, Pep's Pork, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Albany and Chrysler Center, Gilt Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, West Central Sanitation, Gilliland Chevrolet, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, bringing you Pirate Baseball here on your Sunday. And stay tuned for our Chasm Coveted Cap postgame show. Randy has been always been a hit in the postgame when you make it over to talk with the game MVP, basically, the Chasm Cap player of the game.
Yeah.
And you got one more to give away.
We'll give another one away to one of the deserving Pirates at the end of our ball game today. Kirby, let's do this. Let's take a two-minute timeout here on KASM. We'll come back. We'll have some starting lineups for you after this two-minute break.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes
summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Hey, welcome back to Waconia's Lions Field. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you, Angela Mergen. She's monitoring the controls at our sports studios in Albany tonight. Just a reminder, the Rosary will be heard after our baseball broadcast tonight. So when it gets to be that 6 o'clock hour, just know the Rosary will be heard in its entirety after our broadcast this evening. Painesville and Austin, Kirby, the teams have taken their infield right now. We're getting ready for the starting lineups. And, you know, if you're the Painesville Pirates, it's like first time for all these guys probably at a state tournament, at least the players on the field. And, I mean, there's got to be a few little jitters going on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you never do something the second time until you do it for the first time. So it's something that a lot of them have never experienced. Now, granted, their manager's got plenty of state tournament experience, as Ron Fuchs, many a trip to the state tournament with the Regal Eagles. But these guys, that's something that you just kind of have to come about and do. You can't kind of hinder on that. Now, I'm not saying don't smell the roses, because it's not every day, and obviously for Painesville, they've never made it before, but an opportunity right now to get after it a little bit.
I don't know. Chris Stanley is meeting at home plate with the manager from Austin, and the umpire's looking at the dugout. I wonder what the big discussion is. They're probably talking what's all live.
It's the ground rules at a state tournament game, especially when you have that kind of that front-facing dugout right there with that.
You've gone through that.
Oh, yeah. There's no stone left unturned, because if anything were to ever happen, it has to be able to be referenced back in the ground rules. So, yeah, you're sitting up there for a while, and it's like, okay, can we just play? I mean, why are you still talking about this?
Many of you listening for the first time to our state tournament broadcast, maybe new listeners, Painesville listeners, and thank you for joining us tonight. There's lots of options. If maybe you want to go outside and walk away from your radio, well, you can have your iPhone there or your Android. Pull us up at mychasm.com. Our broadcast heard there on our stream. We have 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM. Of course, the old reliable AM 1150. Lots of locals, fans in the stands. We're going to name drop a few names here tonight on KASM. So, yeah, make sure you tell them that Randy and Kirby talked about you. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, let's start. Your Uncle Keith's here.
Found him. Yeah, there's Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Right to our left.
Sitting right there. He's eating right now. Keith, how about this? Oh, Snicker bar.
Break.
Oh, we're on the air, Keith. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And he's sitting next to the region commissioner, Randy Schaberg, who is wearing his Chasm hat. We love to see that.
Can't be seen without it lately.
No, that's good. Good stuff. Yeah, ground rules, they're going over right now. Kirby, you want to give us some starting lineups?
I can do that. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard, they are the Pirates of Painesville. They are making their first state tournament appearance as the Painesville Pirates. Third time Painesville has made it, and first time since 1983. They were the 3 seed out of Region 4, and leading off for Painesville at second base is Grayson Fuchs. Batting second in right field, Drew Tang, and batting third at shortstop, Luke Johnson. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Grady Fuchs. He'll be hitting for the pitcher, Grady Fuchs. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Abe Bullard. Batting sixth at first base, Garrett Lusink. Batting seventh in left field, Tanner Stanley. Batting eighth and catching, Griffin Bierke. And batting ninth in center field, Sam Orline. Again, Fuchs, Tang, and Johnson. Fuchs, Bullard, Lusink, Stanley, Bierke, and Orline. The starting nine for Ron Fuchs and the Pirates of Painesville. For the Austin Greyhounds, this is their 20th time. They're Region 5 runners-up. Their rap sheet in Class B needs no introduction. They got a very talented team, very successful team over the years, some championship finishes as they've made their way to Class C. Leading off in left field, Alex Ciola batting second at first base. Miguel Castro batting third at third. Jordan Hart batting fourth and catching is Nestor Jimenez, batting fifth at second base. Eric Torres, batting sixth and pitching is Nels Nelson. Batting seventh in right field, Andrew Schumacher. Batting eighth at shortstop, Anthony Ciola. And batting ninth in center field, Isaac Shoemaker. Again, Ciola, Castro, Hart. Jimenez, Torres, Nelson, Shoemaker, Ciola, Shoemaker. The starting nine for the Austin Greyhounds, along with the Painesville Pirates, as The in-house starting lineup's coming up on the way right here at the stadium, Randy. But there they are. There's the nine each way. And just by looking at these teams from dugout to dugout, it's different squads, you can tell. Youth to the left and maybe a little more seasoned to the right.
Yeah, a little maybe college experience to the right. Well, teams ready for the introductions here. Let's do this. Let's take a two-minute timeout on KASM. We'll be back.
IPM Incorporated, precision machining and gear cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, precision machining and gear cutting in Waite Park.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday or take over the family farm. I trust them because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment: Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Welcome back. State tournament baseball action here on KASM. Our 4:30 game at Waconia. Austin Greyhounds taking on the Painesville Pirates. Over in Chaska, it's Stark taking on Foley. Another local team, the Foley Lumberjacks. And Foley, of course, with Mike Beyer as their player manager too. Painesville guy. And I'm sure Mikey, if he weren't doing his own game, he'd be here watching.
He'd be here. Buddy'd be here. They'd all be here. Randy, I have a correction. I announced that the Painesville manager was Ron Fuchs. Their manager is Chris Stanley. My apologies to Chris and the Stanley tribe.
Ron is very involved. Obviously, he's going to coach third base. Stanley takes care of a lot of the business side, and they put Ronnie on the bases, and he'll be waving them in, hopefully.
We've seen some ball from this desk in the last few days, Randy, and we got one more to go on the weekend.
We really do, yeah. And what a gorgeous day again, Kirby. We talked about beautiful baseball weather, so we're not fighting the elements here. They just come out and play the game the way they were taught. And, you know, Painesville has one of what I would consider the bigger advantages. They have one of baseball's best minds kind of running their baseball program at Painesville High School. And even though he's a retired teacher, he's still doing a lot of the coaching of the youth, and that's Brad Skoglund. And I'm sure somewhere a Brad Skoglund is lurking here today, and I don't know where it is, but he's got to be pretty proud of this program.
I mean, just, a great stepping stone into the amateur ranks in high school baseball in Painesville with all that success over the years. And it was always kind of like, well, what the heck? Why isn't Painesville ever that good in amateur? Not that they were terrible by any means, but how come they never do much or anything? And you look, you got Regal right there. You got Lake Henry, Roscoe, and a lot to compete with right in your own backyard. But now, not the case. It's the Pirates have made it here. They're the farthest advancing Painesville team, as you would say. So it's kind of a different shift right there. And it's you know, a great testament to Brad Skoglund, like you had mentioned, Randy.
Set up this Waconia Park at 325 down both the left and right field lines, 370 to the gaps, and they don't list the distance to straightaway center field, but we're anticipating it's all of 370, maybe even a little bit more here at Waconia. We got a wind that the flag is giving us indications blowing straight in from right field at game time here. So got to play a little small ball. We've noticed it all day today, Kirby. Small ball.
I mean, we've been at every game here thus far, and there's been two doubles in two games.
Yeah.
So not exactly jumping off the bat thus far today, but maybe, you know, shorten things up a little bit, try to play some small ball, do that, take that Tom Marquardt strategy on over and in.
Kirby with the call?
I don't think
Randall
so, no.
With the call?
You get
Randall
the middle.
With the call.
I get the middle, how about, yeah,
how
there we go.
How about that? All right, here we go. As we make our way to the top of the first inning, and Grayson Fuchs will step into the batter's box. Grayson going to be a junior this fall at Painesville Area Schools, playing second base. And the first pitch from right-hander Nelson. It's a ball low, 1-0. Nels also the DH in this game. And a swing and a miss as Grayson swings over the top of that pitch. And 1-1.
Both pitchers get that pitcher DH title today.
One ball, one strike. Here's Fuchs just hammering this one foul down the left field line. And the count at a ball and two strikes. Ron Fuchs over in that third base coach box. Kenny Ossendorf is over in that first base coach box. And Kenny, he likes to talk.
He got a pretty big ovation when they announced his name.
Yes, he does. And he's making conversation with the umpire. Here's a fly ball left field. We saw last night, Kirby, that sun might get a little difficult for the left fielder, but making the catch out there is Alex Ciola.
Yeah, if Dusty Adams, the Richmond Royal left fielder, is listening, he knows he was fighting that bad boy for the 4:30 start time yesterday. Same goes for, I could never remember who the left fielder is for Dumont, but yeah, we saw a little bit of trouble as the evening progressed.
I'll bring Drew Ting into the plate. Drew. Left-handed hitter takes a ball low and away, and 1-0.
I was going to say, that catcher can't be serious if he's going to go shag that that pass ball. He went all the way to his dugout. There's a big backdrop here if you're not familiar with Waconia's Lions Field. If the catcher's going to shag pass balls, we're going to be here for a while.
Ready in the mound. It's Nelson. His pitch bounces away again from the catcher. And the count 2-0. Drew Tangen, you know, he's had successes on the baseball field, but he also played goalie for a buddy of yours, didn't he?
River Lake Stars, a netminder for, yeah, my pal Zach Johnson. I think he was, like, way up there on the save percentage list this year.
He was in the state.
Yeah.
There's a strike call to Drew Tang, and in the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. I love multi-sport athletes. Get you involved in a lot of different activities. Luke Johnson on deck. Tangen will follow this one to the backstop. And the count at 2-2. Now, Drew, his dad had successes with the Regal Eagles back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Michael played for Regal, and Michael batted from the right side. The 2-2 pitch. Bounced on the ground to second. Up with it cleanly and over to first. 4-3 and a put out of Tangen. I'm going to bring Luke Johnson, the shortstop, to the plate.
Nels Nelson, not exactly on the radar gun in that Ben Johnson category, Randy, from what we've seen earlier in the Kimball game, but locating pretty well thus far through two batters.
And Johnson will take a pitch that little low, I guess, and the count 1-0 to Luke Johnson. Grady Fuchs on deck. The 1-0 pitch coming from Nelson. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs, nobody on for the Pirates here in the first inning. Check swing. It's over at first base, and the first base coach, Kenny Ossendorf, picking it up, tossing it back to the pitcher. Ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Nelson ready. Rocks and fires. Pitch a little bit high and 2-2.
Catcher Nestor Jimenez was set up way down and away on that one, trying to nibble a corner there.
Two balls, two strikes. The kick to pitch and a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Johnson, and that will end the Pirates' first. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played a half an inning. Painesville nothing. Austin coming to bat. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
All right, welcome back. We're at Waconia's Lions baseball field, Painesville, taking the field right now. Pirates wearing those bright yellow jerseys, black numerals and trim. Grady Fuchs, Kirby, pitched at St. Cloud Technical College this year, was with that very good team that went to the national tournament.
Yeah,
just that experience being part of that winning program.
Some good local players on that team. You get the Drew Byers, you get Haskamp kid, Will Funk from New Munich, Grant Ludwig, Carter Wessel from Lake Henry, members of that team. So I'm missing a pile of people, I'm sure. But, yeah, you talked about it. You get all that experience and that kind of exposure to brighter lights and bigger games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to help a lot of these kids and folks on the mound, as well as finishing up his tosses, warm-up pitches here with Berkey. Going to get a couple of them. State Tournament Baseball on KASM Radio. Just a reminder that listen to KASM this week. We'll keep you updated on what games we will be covering next Saturday and Sunday. We know for sure we'll be here next Sunday for Luxembourg's game. That's the only Sunday game. Saturday, there could be a pile of them.
We got a lot going on Saturday. One of us will be in Chaska for the Martin game. One of us will be here in Waconia for the Watkins game. We'll have Kimball at 4:30 as well.
Spring Hill at 7.
Potentially Painesville at 11. Could be a busy one.
Yes, indeed. For the Austin Greyhounds, Alex Ciola, the left fielder, steps up to the plate. And the first pitch from Grady Fuchs, a ball, 1-0.
Wind just humming in from right field right now, Randy.
1-0 the count. And a strike from Fuchs right at the knees, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fuchs on the mound. The right-hander deals, and a little bit of a breaking ball low. And the count 2-1. Initially, umpire looks like he has a very small strike zone, doesn't he?
Agreed. Thus far through an inning, or just a half an inning.
Foul to the backstop, and the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Back into the box, Ciola. And Fuchs is breaking ball, missing outside, and the count full at 3-2.
So Nels Nelson coming right at the Pirates in the top of the first inning. Fuchs with a little control issues here early.
3-2. Tap foul by Ciola. And the count stays full at 3-2. Now, there will be games tonight, even though the original brackets didn't have games on the schedule because of rainouts on Friday night. It will be 7 o'clock or after the completion of these ball games at every park. Pitch in the dirt, and Ciola's going to draw first inning walk.
It was actually my favorite right there, Randy. The old 3-2 bean ball. Got him in the foot with three balls. Decided to take it on the foot instead of moving out of the way.
I didn't see him hop too hard, so he did get hit on the foot.
He did.
Got to bring Miguel Castro to the plate. Miguel, big, tall first baseman. Shows bunt, puts it down off the plate. Fuchs will field. Grady goes to first, and 1-3 on the putout, and he gets an out.
It's a good point saying he gets an out because you have strike zone issues to begin the game. You hit the guy in the foot with a three-ball pitch, and then they just give you an out, hand you an out right there. The guy's at second base. They got a runner in scoring position, but for Fuchs and Painesville, you're thinking, okay, nice. Get a little rhythm going after that. Build off that out.
And, you know, you got to think teams are talking about in their dugout with the wind blowing in. How are we going to create some runs? Pitch inside to number three hitter Jordan Hart.
Well, we said it during the Kimball game. I don't think a big inning is going to happen today.
No.
We did not see a big inning in game two.
One ball, no strikes to count. Hart, a left-handed hitter. Curveball from Fuchs is high. And 2-0. Grady Fuchs pitched a lot for Painesville this year. Once coming back from his college season, Sam Orline has pitched a lot for Painesville. Here's the pitch. It's looped over Johnson's head. It's short into left center field. And looks like they're going to hold the base runner as the throw coming in from Sam Orline in center. And a one-out single.
Just punching that one. Maybe would have had a little more juice on it if the wind wasn't howling right in. But as it stands, shortstop Luke Johnson, no chance for a play. First and third now here. So Painesville and Grady Fuchs in some hot water in the bottom of the first inning.
Ciola goes to third on that little single. Jordan Hart on at first, and the pitch from Fuchs is a ball, 1-0 to Nestor Jimenez, the catcher. Berkey behind the plate. And curveball line to center field. Orline gets a late jump,
and
that's going to bounce past him, and it's going to roll for a bit. Hart digging for third, and Jimenez to second, and Austin grabs a 1-0 lead.
Orline going with all or nothing, and he ends up with nothing as the ball gets past him right there. Hart goes first to third on the play and ending up at second base with the, what are they giving him, a double? Must be.
It's like a double. Definitely a hit that bounced by Sam Orline, so a run scores. 1-0 Austin, still only one out there. Eric Torres to the plate, second baseman. With runners in scoring position, pitch to Torres. He chases the slider from Fuchs and the count at 0-1. Rough start for Grady. Curveball, that catches the inside corner in 0-2.
Infield back right here, Randy. Wind blowing in, your thoughts?
Yeah. I don't know. It's early in the game. I get it. But yeah, being back, I mean, you're not turning any kind of double play here. Followed by Torres to the screen. And the count at 0-2 yet. Yeah, maybe you try to keep those guys at second and third.
Strikeout would be ideal for Mr. Fuchs right now.
It would be. Scoreboard's already predicting that.
All right, 0-3 count.
Well, it's two strikes and a swing and a miss. Torres, an aggressive hitter, chases that slider of Fuchs's.
Can we ask the scoreboard for Wednesday's Powerball numbers?
So Grady gets his first strikeout, two outs, and Nels Nelson, the pitcher, makes his way to the plate. Right-handed hitter. Bullard at third, Johnson at short, Fuchs at second, and over at first base, it's Lusink. Pitch outside from Grady Fuchs in, 1-0.
Kevin Coughlin's listening to us. He put on the Chasm Facebook message, said, thanks for broadcasting the Pirates game, Kirby and Randy. You're welcome, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. There's a strike called, and 1-1. Ask my wife. Kevin mixes a mean Malibu Coke.
Oh.
1-1. Popped up over by first base. Lucent giving chase, and it's going to go out of play.
Off the bat, where would you say that, I mean, that ball just kind of got pushed a lot farther than I think initially it would have went.
I agree. Yeah, that possibly could have been playable had we not had that wind.
Wind has kind of changed directions. It was coming straight in from right, now kind of coming across again, like we saw earlier, straight in from left.
Two on, second and third. Two outs. The 1-2 pitch. And a check swing. They're going to appeal. Did he go? No, says the base umpire. And 2-2.
Your favorite call.
Oh, man.
That was a close pitch, too.
Yes, it was.
Good nibble right there from Fuchs. Nice job by Nelson holding back. Trying to help his cause here.
12's two strikes. And here's a drive to left field coming in hard. Stanley not able to make the catch. And we've got a 2-0 Austin lead. He has these base hits just looped in there, Kirby.
Past the infield, dropping in front of the outfield. Each of them. And then you had the all-or-nothing dive for Orline in center that got passed. But, yeah.
That hit scores Jordan Hart. And Nestor Jimenez over to third. And at the plate, it's Andrew Schumacher, the right fielder. Seventh man to bat here in the inning. Runners at first and third. Bottom of the first. Breaking ball. There's a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fuchs on the mound. Works from the stretch. Breaking ball that Schumacher fouls off. And the count, 1-2.
A lot of confidence in that hook for this young man, huh?
Throws it a lot. Had Painesville in one of my Game of the Week broadcasts. Grady threw it a lot. And a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Schumacher, and that ends the first for the Greyhounds. They come up with 2 runs and 3 hits. There were no Painesville errors and 2 men left on base. 1 in their books. It's Austin 2, Painesville nothing. State Tournament Baseball back in 1.5.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Top of the second inning. Painesville sending Grady Fuchs, Abe Bullard, Garrett Lusink to the plate against Nels Nelson. 2-0 Austin lead. Manufactured 2 runs, bottom of the first. And Fuchs will ground this one. Foul down the first baseline and 0-1.
Contrasting teams. the new kids, the youngsters, very hungry, Randy, when they get up there to bat. Austin kind of working counts a little more.
Yes, they are. Puck swings over the top of the pitch, and the count at 0-2 to Grady. 0-2. Jimenez sets up outside, and Fuchs will foul this one back and out of play. Got to make a dad pretty proud. You got three kids, starting lineup. Or actually, Grant isn't today, is
nope.
he? No, Grant's not. Three kids on the team. Here's the pitch. Low and away ball. And one ball, two strikes.
Good pitch right there by Nelson. Grady swung at the first four offerings. Mix one a little outside, see if you chase.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Missing a little bit low to Fuchs. The count, two balls, two strikes. LeVon Spanier over at Cold Spring says thank you to Kirby and Randy for doing the game. Happy the Painesville game's on the air. The 2-2 pitch. Low and away, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Fuchs leading off the second for the Pirates. Randy on the mound, and Fuchs will foul it at the plate. Count stays full at 3-2. A Bullard on deck.
He did not get new pants for the state tournament.
No, he did not. Here's Michael Tangen walking by. Father of Drew. Ground ball. Hit slowly to third. Up with it cleanly on the run. Nice play by Jordan Hart. And he's got a big, tall first baseman.
And he used him right there, but Hart's coming in nicely. Strong throw across the diamond. And, yeah, as Randy mentioned, Miguel Castro, big guy over at first base.
Bring Abe Bullard to the plate. Abe, right-handed hitter. My game I had, game of the week, when Painesville played New London Spicer, Abe had four hits in that ballgame.
Wow. Yeah. He do any sliding into any bases?
You know, I don't recall. Bullard bloops this one to center field, back on the grass. Second baseman Torres will make the catch for out number two. Two quick outs. First baseman Garrett Lusink. Garrett's got the same rip. Maybe it's the style.
Pirate patch.
And Lusink sends this one a long way to left field, back in the corner, and making the catch is Ciola. That'll do it for the Pirates here in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits. No errors, no one left on. We have played 1.5. It's Austin 2. Painesville nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in 1.5.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Albany Laundromat is under new ownership and encourages you to come and give it a try. Major renovations are underway, and Albany Laundry can help wash those dirty and grimy work clothes, rugs, and much more in the heavy-duty commercial-grade machines. Get a week's worth of clothes done in record time when you visit Albany Laundry, right off I-94 between Holiday and DQ. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Guild Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Bottom of the second inning, the Austin Greyhounds sending number 8 and 9 hitters, Anthony Ciola, Isaac Schumacher to the plate, facing Grady Fuchs in the first pitch of ball. 1-0. We'll see the top of the order. 2-0, Austin with the lead over Painesville if you're just joining us. This is popped up by Ciola, the catcher. That's Berkey making the catch for the out right behind home plate.
I think Grady needed that one, Randy. Get the leader right away.
Yep.
Get him rather quickly on two pitches. Have an opportunity for, you know, maybe a bounce back inning, quicker inning.
Saw where Princeton defeated St. Stephen Kirby 1-0 this afternoon.
Steves taking one on the chin.
Fergus Falls, they're going to the second weekend. That'll be St. Martin's opponent. Here's a fly ball to infield.
Okay.
Abe Bullard coming across, making the catch for the out.
For a second, I thought we were going to get a little
collision.
Well,
Isaac Schumacher swinging there on the first pitch, and we had the conversion of Johnson from short and Bullard from third base and over at second base.
Oh, Fuchs even turned around like he was going to get into there too.
Yeah, Grady was going to get into it, and it's like, oh, let somebody like Bullard take it.
Grady was running the old Max Maher goal line play with quarterback sneak, going to run through some people.
That'll bring leadoff hitter Alex Ciola to the plate. Alex really worked the count against Fuchs, first batter of the game, and ended up getting hit by the pitch. Now it shows bunt as Fuchs turns him away with a pitch inside and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Grady Fuchs, his pitch is high for a ball and 2-0. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch, and on the outside corner, 2-1. 2 outs, one strike, 2 outs, no one on. A 2-0 Austin lead. Pitch is high for a ball, and 3-1. Now, we were playing baseball up in Fergus Falls already this afternoon. They were getting rain up there, Kirby.
I just got a message from a Terry Westby that said it's raining in Painesville.
You got it. Moving in from the west. Pitch is high and walking here with two outs is Ciola.
You can't throw that guy a strike.
He definitely makes a pitcher work. That'll bring Miguel Castro to the plate. Miguel, we saw him sacrifice in his first at bat. Now he'll probably be swinging away with two outs. The first baseman for Austin. Ready at the plate. And the pitch from Fuchs on the outside corner, strike one.
Raining in Painesville, says Terry Westby. She also asked if she'd see me at the Ohio State Gopher football game. Terry, I regretfully will not be there. Albany plays that night.
Here's the throw to first.
Ooh.
Quick move there by Fuchs. Ciola sliding back. You almost wonder if Ciola maybe was
leading
on the move.
Yeah.
We kick the pitch. Missing down and away. And the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fuchs works quickly. Curveball. Oh, dandy deuce there.
Castro almost, tipping his cap to the young right-hander's
exactly.
Hook? Exactly. With a, whoa, nice pitch.
So one ball, two strikes. He calls for time. And, you know, it's not only Castro here, but the majority of the players that call for time, Kirby, what do they reach for? Their eye.
Yeah.
It's something in the eye.
The wind coming straight in.
Yep.
Easy to catch something in there.
One, two. Ciola's lead. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss in the dirt. It gets away from Berkey, rolls all the way to the backstop, and Castro is going to reach first easily. That was a big, nasty pitch, but Berkey just couldn't handle it.
That wall wouldn't have stopped it. How far was that thing going to roll, Randy? It had a lot of bounce behind it.
Yeah, it did.
Then you get the three-hitter up, of course.
Hart with a base hit, RBI in his first hit bat. 2-0 Austin here in the bottom of the second inning. A walk, now a strikeout and a wild pitch. And the Greyhounds have runners at first and second. Pitch two, Hart inside, a ball and 1-0. One-oh the count. Grady looks back to second and breaking ball a little bit high. And the count 2-0.
They got those first two so quickly, Randy, and then get the walk, then the strikeout on the wild pitch, and just kind of a longer, laborious inning for Mr. Fuchs.
Two balls, no strikes. Pitch inside, turns hard away from it, and the count now at 3-0. Hart with a base hit, run scored. Three balls, no strikes. Thinking green light here?
Ooh.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
And pitches high, ball four, and Grady's loading him up.
So the first two, as I had mentioned, I think he retired him on three pitches.
He did.
Walk, strikeout with the advancement on the ball getting away, and then a walk, and it's Nestor Jimenez, who's already got an RBI.
Yeah, he does. Nestor, the cleanup hitter, making his way into the batter's box. And the pitch from Fuchs is swing and a miss, strike one. A little bit of a slider. Just tails away from that right-handed hitter. Good pitch.
Healthy hack at it.
Jimenez, another swing and a miss, strike two. He's aggressive, Kirby. We saw him in his first at bat, too. Two almost identical pitches. We'll see what Grady Fuchs has in store for him.
Look how shallow the outfield is.
Kick the pitch. That's off of Berkey's glove. It's going to score another run. So that'll go as a pass ball, and it's 3-0 Austin.
Just popped right out of his, kind of right off the top of his mitt.
Ciola scores, on to third goes Castro, to second goes Hart. 3-0 Austin, two out runs. Fuchs' pitch, a swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Jimenez, and that'll end the second for Austin. No run, or one run, no hits, no errors, two left on. Two in our books, 3-0. Austin leading the Painesville Pirates. When we come back, it's Kirby Hemish on the call in 1.5.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC.